True Story, Part 2. Out in the middle of the Atlantic, at night, Lindbergh flies above the water.
The spray shows which way the wind is blowing. I'm so tired, but I mustn't fall asleep.
21st of May at dawn, the pilot circles round a boat. He slows his engine down and shouts out to the fishermen.
Which way is Ireland?
Suddenly he sees the Irish cliffs. Lindbergh looks at his map.
I could have missed it in this mist.
He eats his last sandwich over the coast of France. By sunset, Paris is not far away.
Fantastic! Those beacons show pilots where to go.
It's 10 p.m. Lindbergh flies over the Eiffel Tower for fun.
Paris, what a wonderful city!
Lindbergh prepares to land at Le Bourget airfield near Paris.
What are all those cars doing there?
The pilot flies into the wind and lands. He climbs out of the plane.
Careful! The Spirit of St. Louis is fragile.
An excited crowd carries the Atlantic champion on their shoulders.
Hooray! Bravo! American pilot!
It took him just 33 hours!
He's a hero!
Hooray!
The end.